The 3 days here at Farm Tech Days is really the epitome of what agriculture is in a very modern sense, incorporating technology and up-and-coming things that are looking towards the future of agriculture, but then also showcasing one of the highlights of Wisconsin agriculture, which is our family farms, because 99% of our farms are family-owned and operated, just like the one that the Farm Tech Days is at this year here in Dane County at the Stotts Brothers Farm.
As part of your duties, you get to know the family. You get to introduce the family and interview them on stage. Talk about this family, about this multi-generational farm.
Yeah, so I had the great honor of being the host yesterday for the opening ceremonies where we introduce the family to the community. And then each day here, I spend a half an hour on stage with them, asking them questions about their journey through time and the three generations that they have to get to this point in this celebration of Farm Tech Days here. And so it's been a real honor to get to know them and their story, because behind all of the production and the gallons of milk that you see in the store and the cheese that you're able to enjoy, it really comes right back home to these people's passion and pride. And one of the things that they talk about is, you know, being able to work with their family on a daily basis and celebrate the ups and the downs, but then to have some of those celebrations where they're incorporating this modern technology that we have all over here on the grounds, but having those opportunities to really look forward to the future with their family as well.
This is your job. How do you portray this to the consumer out there? They drive by an operation like that dairy farm and they say, oh, that's a big factory farm. This is a family operation. How do you portray that story?
Yes, and that's a very interesting topic, because a lot of times, like you said, people will drive by and see these huge buildings and this huge parlor. But this farm is supporting many families, and cousins and brothers and sisters are involved here. And so I think what's very special about agriculture today is that even with the average person being 3 to 4 generations removed from a farm, what draws people in is that emotion that they have behind what they do every day. And so that's something we can capture with the general audience and the general public, is that story. And then once we tell them that story and get them hooked, we can start to give them the facts that because of cow comfort and because of the improvements that they're making at this farm, they're up to 80 pounds of production a day on average per cow, and that was only about 60 pounds in production even 15, 20 years ago. So even just the advancement that they're starting to make relates back to safe, quality, delicious, wholesome products that we can have in the grocery store for each and every person.
And animal welfare is still a very big priority.
Oh, yes. I was just interviewing the second generation of the family here, and Joe Stotts was telling me that when they opened the doors to this double 50 parlor that they have and the improvements they've seen in their production, it really all goes back to animal welfare and cow comfort. He said those cows are running up to that door of the parlor every single day to get in there and to give us their milk, and they really love it to be in those barns where they have state-of-the-art sprinkler systems and highly balanced nutrition rations. So all of that comes back to cow comfort and how happy and healthy those cows are at this farm.
Another thing that's really shows is a good stewards, and that is this digester system, this manure handling system, the whole manure management program here. They're in an urban area. There's a lot of people around here. Odor and runoff is a big concern.
It certainly is, and so they just installed their second digester, and they said it's been a great way to improve their nutrient management plans and also contain it and move it in the proper way so that we are considerate of the environment and also of the surrounding areas, because they said that they've felt, especially in recent times, they have become better stewards of the land because of some of those modern technologies that they've been able to incorporate.
Another challenge, how do we get that next generation who isn't in agriculture now involved? There are a lot of job opportunities in the future.
Oh, absolutely. 1 in 9 jobs in Wisconsin relates to agriculture. And I think it's all about opening doors for students that are maybe thinking about careers but don't necessarily know how to get into a specific niche, because agriculture is an $88.3 billion industry in Wisconsin. And with 1 in every 9 jobs relating to it, everything from marketing and journalism, writing, sales, there are so many different supporting roles that help our farmers back on the farm. So you don't always have to grow up on a farm or be involved in a production operation in order to work within agriculture.
Biggest aha moment at Farm Technology Days for you?
Oh, goodness. Biggest aha moment. I think one of the biggest is really just to walk through Tent City here and see all of this technology that's out there, because we have drones up in the air, we have farm tours going on, and this double 50 milking parlor is just really a sight to see, and to see all of it coming up and being incorporated into other people's lives because of this family farm here at the center of it is really, really something special.
So now you've had State Fair in August, you've had the Farm Technology Days in August. Where to after this? Rest?
Oh, goodness, never a day of rest, because our farmers work 365 days a year. So next up on the gamut is World Dairy Expo. That's coming up at the end of September here. And then I'm also gearing up for another media campaign. And then coming into the fall, I'll be visiting my fourth grade classroom and my students all throughout the state with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board.
And if they'd like to have Alice visit their classroom?
Oh, certainly. You can fill out a request form that will be on the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's website. And it's just a simple form. You fill out the request form, give us the details, the date and time, and I'd love to incorporate it into my schedule.